Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
She set out the moth club. He likes kettles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. He lives a carabolo. We start to fool the dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Guten Morgen.
Oh, ja, Fräulein. It's a good morning to you. Welcome to German Day.
Well, or should we say, or should we be saying, oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
what?
Oh yeah.
Why are we saying that?
Because that's what the Irish say. Okay. And it's St. Patrick's Day on Friday.
Oh, it is St. Patrick's Day on Friday.
Sunday.
I mean Sunday.
Oh, it is Friday today. Yeah, that's right.
Tell you.
Oh,
today's
Friday. Today's Friday.
I was a bit tired. Yeah. Here. I was happy to go. It's St. Patrick's weekend.
Have you not noticed a lot of, well, certainly my everyone I know that's Irish will greet you with, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't, no, but I love it.
Yeah.
Never even heard of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's a very, very abbreviated form of, how are you?
See, I like, you know how I love the Cockney or yeah. the Northern English, when they go, all right?
Yeah.
So is it that kind of?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're missing one syllable.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this the Irish National Anthem?
Hey, well done, Rice, for finding the worst St. Patrick's song you could have. You must have looked hard for that one,
Wait,
Tanya.
Back to the Irish National Anthem.
Mate, when Tanya screwed her face up going, what the hell is that? We're in trouble.
It just says in my system, Irish National Anthem. Anyway, this is the Irish.
I've got a very unhappy husband.
Why?
Complaining, almost jumping up and down like a little angry leprechaun. Is St. Patrick's Day on Sunday because of the leap year? And I'm going, probably, I don't know. Well, why? We're going to miss a Saturday St. Patrick's Day. Because remember, it was Friday last year.
It was, yeah. We were at the Northern Star last year.
Probably. That's what happens with the calendar.
Jeez, they take it seriously.
He's very upset that he obviously can't have a huge St. Patrick's Day. He's going to only have a little huge St. Patrick's Day.
Fair call. Fair
can't
call,
he call
Michael.
Sick on Monday?
Well, it's a bit obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, yeah, after the Day of the Irish, yeah, true.
Having said that, where he works, most will.
Well, funnily enough, he works with a lot of English, Welsh. He's the token Irishman. Scottish. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we'll all celebrate. We've all got a bit of Irish in us on the weekend, haven't we?
Absolutely.
But what's your Irish date back to? I know Tanya.
We do have Northern Star Hotel, a taste of traditional Irish hospitality. They've jumped on board.
Good on you, guys.
As they do every year with us. We're giving away some Paddy's Day packs, and we'll do that after 8 o'clock this morning.
Great.
They've got 4 packs of Guinness.
Got Guinness in it?
Themed beer mugs and $100 to spend at the Northern Star Hotel.
You know, that is my little, and I'm obviously coming from you, particularly with Michael and everything, but you know those little, I don't have a bucket list, but if you want to put one on it, to have a real Guinness in a pub in Dublin. Because everyone says it's different.
Totally.
And better.
Much better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it's the water. The Liffey water.
Right.
Which you wouldn't even put your dog in, but it makes the Guinness taste a lot better.
You wouldn't even put your dog in
it. You wouldn't.
Okay, fair call.
But, yeah, that well, then do it.
Yeah,
don't wait, Steve.
Well, I'd see it.
No, wait, no. Do it in 3 hours' time, Steve.
Come back.
Oh, he has gone. He's walked out of the studio. Daniel, are you going to go get him or me?
Well, look, he's gone for a Guinness. I can't stop him.
Hey, fair enough.
I'll be thrown in jail.
It is St. Paddy's Day on Sunday. Hope you have a great day, whatever you decide to do. This is Triple M's Tanya and Steve. Good morning.
I know what you'll find. Whoa, oh, oh.
Stephen.
Stephen.
This is ridiculous, Tanya. I'm at Newcastle Airport. Not one single direct flight to Dublin. Not one. Lift your game, Newcastle.
Well, then you'd better come back.
Well, you can see me, can't you?
Yeah, I can see you right outside the studio door.
I can see your thongs. I can't see your head. I can just see your thongs and your feet.
And even though it is spring over there, you're certainly not dressed to go to Dublin today.
You're not having your Guinness today, Steve.
I just love it when it's like, can't do it now. Righto then. We actually took it up in life. Wouldn't it be great?
I know. Hey, just on far-flung places.
Yeah.
I saw this, and I can't believe Australia's on there. The world's coolest streets have been named.
Okay.
So these are cool little corridors, thoroughfares where there's something groovy happening.
Mm.
You know, this is a big deal. The world's coolest streets.
You start talking because I want to go somewhere where something groovy's happening.
They actually did use that word.
I love groovy.
From Berlin to Barcelona, Cape Town, Tokyo, Vancouver, Lisbon, Buenos Aires, Hong Kong, and Australia.
Righto.
Which city or state do you think made the list?
Oh, I reckon Melbourne would have got in for a groovy street.
Spot on.
Melbourne for sure.
Always. One of the little laneways.
With the graffiti business.
Yes.
It's actually not a laneway, believe it or not. Righto. It's a high street in Melbourne. Do you know High Street?
Nah.
Is that one with a tram running down it?
I don't know.
They all do. They all have trams running down them.
We're safer here. We only have one.
It does say it's accessible from the CBD via the 86 tram line.
Righto.
Right? But it's a street so funky that it scored its own music festival last year.
Oh, okay.
High Street's bona fide cool status comes down to a unique something. It's like sippy wines, cool cafes, vintage stores, that kind of thing.
You see, like, as much trouble I had getting to Dublin just moments ago, I'm going to have the same problem as I can't get to Melbourne, too, because I need to buy a new black skivvy.
You do, actually.
It doesn't fit anymore.
This would be full of black skivvies, I'm sure.
Oh, wouldn't it?
There it is there.
Wouldn't it ever?
It does look pretty cool, very trendy.
Just looks like Derby Street.
I was going to say it looks like Hammer Street.
Well, I was going to say it looks like Islington.
There you are.
So it's got that old building.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're not selling their cool street too well, are we? What was a couple of... I know we're not going to know where they are, but I'm interested, like, still... So around... What was the criteria, though, do you reckon?
Oh, okay, so the criteria were those things that I've just sort of said.
Okay, so the...
Where the trendy people gather.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, righto. And it's not... High street shopping.
No, it's
more cool shopping. It's vintage. It's quirky. It's unique. Yeah. That kind of stuff going on.
It's like where the cool people are, and you walk in, and there's Risey wearing his Crocs,
trying to be cool.
So there
and
you
groovy.
Go. If you want to be cool and groovy, next time you're in Melbourne, head to High Street.
Okay.
Have your Insta photo, and you're part of the game.
You know a good spot, and I know both of us talked about it. I'm talking Sydney now, but you do mention it to people they still don't know, and you mentioned it to me, and I loved it. But you know, little Spice Alley.
Oh,
that's my version of it. I know it's not like 100% street, but a really cool
Sydney?
Spot.
Is that Sydney you were talking about? Yeah, Surrey Hills, kind of that area.
No,
the other way.
The other way.
So you head up Broadway and it's just off Broadway there.
Okay.
I tried to tell you and Luce to go there.
Yeah,
when
I know.
You were down in Sydney recently.
We've ran out of time.
You'd be surprised. I think people get a shock when they see it for the first time.
I agree.
Because you head down the alley and then you go down the back street of the alley.
And you try and... explain it to people and they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But then when you see it, you go, this is really cool.
There it is, right?
Oh, it's in Chippendale. There you go.
But, it's just...
Oh, it looks cool.
It's really lovely. Yeah. Go at night. The lights help.
That looks more groovy than High Street Melbourne.
Mm. Yeah, although there's no shops there. That's the diff.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you've done two today now.
What do you mean?
You said groovy and the diff. I love hanging with you, man. Feeling like the age of Aquarius today.
Oh, it's 10-year-old Steve. Dave Dolan from the Triple M Newsroom is going to join us soon with his take on the week that was in the newsroom.
We'll be back with more groovy stuff soon.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
Turn it up loud because 10-year-old Steve is Triple M breakfast. It's Dave's News Week. Outrage madness, Trump's messed up, council's crazy, Queensland sucks, is Epstein still alive? It's Dave's News Week.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, in a case of deja vu, Tanya and Steve.
Eccentric billionaire Clive Palmer has relaunched his plans to build the Titanic 2 for the third time in just over a decade.
Yes, the man... who brought us Palmasaurus, a failed dinosaur theme park at Coolum, is going to build a to-scale replica of the Titanic. He's got no idea how much it's going to cost, but Clive says, and I quote, "It's a lot more fun to do things like the Titanic than to sit at home and count my money." He's a man of the people. Clive has a real fascination with the Titanic. In fact, he can't stop dreaming about it.
I was dreaming last night, coming to Sydney, launching the Titanic, and I thought I was out there at sea, and I woke up and I realised I was in my bed.
Oh, God. So this ship is going to replicate the look, the feel, and the layout of the OG Titanic. You know, the wooden panelling, the costumes, Irish stew, dancing on the decks. It'll be the proper 1912 experience, especially if you're in third class.
When you're about one day out of New York Harbour, everybody was deloused. You could just strip off into your underpants and be deloused in front of another 2,000 people.
Strip search to check for any parasites. It's a money-can't-buy experience. Now, you'll be glad to know the Titanic replica will have
improved safety features. More lifeboats this time. You'd hope so, wouldn't you? Now, Clive hasn't actually found anyone yet to build the ship, minor details, but he reckons if all goes to plan, it will set sail in 2027. Its maiden voyage, the original route from England to New York. I mean, would you be brave enough? I reckon I'd just wait for the second trip to see how things go.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this isn't just about fulfilling Clive's dream. It's more than that. Clive reckons his knockoff Titanic is the solution to world peace. He says, and again I quote, "At a time when the world is full of war and hate, the Titanic 2 will be a ship of peace, the spirit of life, the spirit of love."
The love story of Rose and Jack in Titanic is one that touches the hearts of everybody.
Spoiler alert, the story doesn't end so well for Jack, does it? But moving on, some amazing news from the animal kingdom this week. A grey whale, thought to be extinct for 200 years, has simply turned up in the Atlantic Ocean.
Marine biology researchers performing an aerial survey, spotting the rare grey whale just 30 miles south of Nantucket.
Nantucket, you say? Actually, it reminds me of a poem. It starts with, "There once was a whale from Nantucket." You know, I'll save it for later. So grey whales haven't been seen in the Atlantic Ocean for 200 years. Scientists thought they were long gone. They're usually found in the Pacific. But this one has appeared out of nowhere. And there are a few theories floating around. A time-travelling whale, perhaps? You know, there was a whole Star Trek episode based on that. And our old newsreader Hamish would back me up. Who's to say this grey whale isn't just a normal whale that's really old and went grey? Happens to the best of us, except Steve. Or was it a grey whale from the Pacific who took a wrong turn and ended up in the wrong ocean, got lost and refused to ask for directions? I know what you're thinking, Tanya. Must have been a guy, all right? But finally, an alarming aviation story from Indonesia. Now, apart from your plane crashing, what's the worst thing that could happen? We've seen wheels and doors simply fall off mid-flight in the last few months. There was that plane that burst into flames on the runway. But what about?
Both pilots on a domestic flight fell asleep in the middle of the trip.
So the captain of this Batik Air plane had permission to have a nap after reaching cruising altitude. And he told the co-pilot, "Hey, mate, take control while I have a rest, okay?" However, the co-pilot couldn't resist the urge. It also drifted off. Now, Tanya and Steve, the pilots switched themselves to airplane mode. I should point out, there's 153 people on board this plane. Their lives depend on Dumb and Dumber up in the cockpit. Jakarta Air Traffic Control knew something was up and tried several times to contact the pair, but all they heard was... Half an hour later, and after the aircraft veered off course, the pilot finally woke up and, to his amazement, discovered his co-pilot was also in La La Land. Thankfully, the plane landed safely. Everyone was okay. The pilots now have some explaining to do. The co-pilot had a good excuse.
The co-pilot told investigators that his one-month-old twins had kept him up the night before.
Fair call.
I'm sure you can relate, Rise. You've got half a dozen kids. I reckon I've seen you nod off during an Adele song. It happens.
I actually nodded off about 3 minutes ago there, Dave.
Yeah, that's good,
Rise. Step back in.
But you see, the excuse they should have gone with, and I reckon that one most exhausted dads could relate to, the co-pilot wasn't sleeping. He was just resting his eye. That is my look back at the week that was.
Good on you, Dave.
How many times have you said that to your kids, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Just resting the eyes.
Good on you, Dave. There's Dave Dollar from the Triple M newsroom. We love getting his weekly news wrap every Friday here at Triple M. Rising.
This week, we learnt Steve's bad luck around his health continues.
I was thinking probably about a week ago, Teague, you know, we all talked about, like, I've been through the gut parasite, then the infection, the abscess, the liver, 20 days in hospital. Thought, I tell you what, wouldn't mind a bit of lip cancer.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I reckon that'd be all right.
Ask and ye shall receive, Stephen.
I know. FML.
Let's be positive.
Yeah, I started getting this, looked like a cold sore on my lip. And then my bottom lip swollen and pimple. It was a mess. We all thought it'd go away.
Mm.
Didn't. Remember what I texted you on Friday when I found out after the biopsy? There's two things I'm very concerned about.
Mm.
Speech.
And kissing.
K-I-S-S-E-N.
Look, Steve Steve is going to be fine. We'll find out soon what's the next step. But in the meantime, I've been working with Tenya and Steve for nearly 10 years, and I thought I knew everything about them. Turns out I missed Tenya's obsession with Gwen Stefani.
Gwen looks like she just popped out of the uterus yesterday.
Oh, and you were just telling me she's married to...
Blake Shelton.
Country singer now.
Oh, look. Yep. I'm jealous. I'd love to be married to Gwen Stefani.
I would have gone with Blake. But
I thought you were going to say Blake.
So did I.
What the hell?
All right, then. I would like to be married to Blake.
I love Gwen Stefani.
Do you?
Yes, Steve. I've been hero-worshipping her for obviously now 2.5 decades.
Right.
She's a cool chick.
She's still alive?
What do you mean? She's looking hot. No one speaks, so I can just sit here and be in love.
Yes, dear.
Hiding a little secret from her 23-year-old son, Lorcan. Turns out, she's not the only one. Hey, Steve.
Don't tell my son, but I can still see his bank account.
He doesn't know you can see it?
I think he does, and I think he likes it that way.
Okay.
Because occasionally, when he's had a few big bills, I'll throw a couple of dollars in because I can see it.
No wonder he doesn't mind.
Yeah, so I think that's why he doesn't mind.
Hang on a minute, I'll just give you my account. Just between you and I, don't say anything, but I can still see my ex-wife Karen's account. So. And unlike you, I'm the opposite. Every now and again, I'll just pop a bit out for me, you know.
The opposite way.
Karen, it's not true. I'm joking.
You know it's going to get back and it is true.
I know.
That's what they're going
to
say.
I hate it when I'm tired and I talk.
Do you think before you speak? That's a line you both say to me all the time. In fact, you'll say it to me very soon in this rewind. But first, let us continue to talk money in the form of our work coffee shout.
Cheers to Steve this morning, Rise.
Cheers,
Hold
Steve.
Your coffee cup up and thank you, because he's bought us coffee yet again.
At the risk of sounding like our afternoon show in the weekend radio, turn it up, champions, it's a bloody stitch-up. We all have our shouts, right?
Yeah.
I've now realised it's just verbal from Tanya and Ryan. I actually pay for them all. But apparently somehow my credit card got put on the filing system at the cafe.
Yeah,
which we thought was our boss's credit card.
We did. We've been using it quite a bit because we did think it was the boss.
You can hear how hard they're laughing. I've gone back in since 2020.
Yeah, thanks for that, Steve. Surprised you could even afford your new car number plates, which you did purchase this week. And then this got us on the topic of personalising your plates.
I'd like white with red numbers.
Yeah, okay.
But if I want to personalise it to what I want on there, it's $499.
Ongoing every single
Ongoing.
Year.
Ongoing. Yeah. Tell you what sex pot one.
That's what I was scared to ask.
Oh, you wrote sex pot. See? This is how well
you
we know
each other. Too well.
I know. I even said happy birthday sex pot. But anyway.
Oh, is the E an actual E or is it a three?
No.
You know,
it's
no?
Proper.
Okay. Sex pot.
And the great
I don't
thing,
want
right?
anyone to be confused.
Is that available?
But here's the problem with that, Tenya.
What?
And I say problem because you and I hold our bellies laughing. And everyone behind you goes, wanker.
Yes. Everyone.
Imagine
you have to go, oh, no, it's an in-joke with my mate.
Imagine me getting out of a car with a sex pot on it and people screwing up their noses going, oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Okay, I'll touche you on that. My yellow and black one's going with my black car. I could put Batman. But you know what would happen to me? More like Fat Man.
Sex pot. You can't say sex pot. Going down the highway and Fat Man cruises by.
After this, we got a bunch of phone calls around the costs involved in personalised number plates. And Mark from Mount Hutton gave us his story.
Yeah, I've just got my initials. Mm. I got them as a 21st birthday present. And I've had them that long, I don't have to pay the extra.
Oh.
And neither does my mum.
Really?
No, because she's had them probably as long as you have, Mark.
Oh, how old am I, right?
Mark,
sorry, mate.
Mark, I think in our world, you and I world, you can actually go to use the line they all use now. How dare you assume my age?
So I reckon Jen's probably had hers for close to 50 years, Mark. How about you?
Not quite that long.
Oh. Sorry, Mark.
Honestly, Mark, we've got a photo here of them on her Model T Ford.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you ever think before you open your mouth?
No, I don't. And I apologise profusely.
Not ever once.
And finally, let's finish by talking about the skin cancer on Steve's lip. Fingers crossed, the plastic surgeon just cuts it out using a wedge cut. And he doesn't have to use any skin from Steve's butt.
Hopefully by the end of it. Looked like a Gen Zetter.
Well, you know,
I'm about to go clubbing.
Well, look, if you're going to go to the trouble of going to a plastic surgeon, why not put a little bit of bum fat in there?
You reckon you're a bit of bum fat?
Yeah. Siphon, not that you've got much anymore.
Sadly, no, there's not much left.
No, where are they going to take it from?
Well, you can have my bum fat. Would you like to wear that on your face?
Oh, I tell you what.
What's that on your lip? It's a bit of Tanya's butt.
I mean, you know, I mean, that would be my present to you for our 10 years anniversary. You'd be like, I want to be closer to you.
Imagine that.
Yeah? I can't wait till the doctor brings that in.
You know what you were supposed to say then. Oh, Tanya, stop it. There's not enough there.
That's right.
You missed your opportunity.
I don't know how she's turned into me having cancer into me accusing her of being fat. But in a very clever woman way, she's done it.
I so did.
You well done, big Steve.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. And that was Rosie's Rewind.
Waking you up is Tanner and Steve. 102.9 Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
Talking about this yesterday,
yeah.
I thought we'd dive deeper into it because it's such a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. So often when parents especially lose a child, they plough their energy into making sure someone else doesn't suffer what they've suffered, make someone else's life better. Mm. And that's exactly what's happened in the case of Charlie's Run. It's one of those charity runs that is now on our calendar every year.
Yep.
We know it's doing great things for other families. So Charlie's Run for Kids, 150 kilometres, 5 days from Seal Rocks to a Leiden Oval in Dudley, raising money for families fighting childhood cancer. Charlie, as we well know, she passed away, 2015, after fighting a courageous battle as a young girl with neuroblastoma. And we've got Charlie's mum, Mel, with us. G'day, Mel.
Morning. How are you?
Very well.
And, Mel, of course, it's each year for another child or children.
Yep.
And what's this year?
So this year is for Ben and Liam.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben's a 15-year-old boy from Newcastle that has relapsed AML, which is a type of leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And then Liam is a one-year-old who sadly passed away from his cancer only a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He battled neuroblastoma, which is the same cancer that my Charlie had.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's really saddened us, but motivated us in some way too.
Of course it does. Mel, as we're saying, you plough your energy. You've got to find something, don't you, when you lose a child, and you've just done such amazing things over the years. But what keeps you going?
Oh, look, I think that, you know, it was one of those things for me that Char was diagnosed with cancer at only 8.5 months and lived with it her entire life until she passed away at 8.5 years. And whilst we had so many sad and I guess traumatic moments within that, we had so many amazing good moments. I'll always say for every sad and hard moment I can give you two beautiful good ones. And I think that is part of what motivates you to actually, you know, get out of bed every day and get through something like, you know, having a child living with cancer and then losing them, is just kind of passing that forward and, you know, knowing how well that motivates you and makes that journey much easier to, you know, have all that kindness and, you know, generosity and support. I don't know, we just have to do that to pass it on to other parents.
I'm sure, Mel, you just described it, but because you've been through it, you know, you feel you can offer something to someone currently going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there is, there's so much that's hard about it. But I'm one of those people, I guess, that likes to try and, you know, focus on, you know, the positives that you gain from it. And I think that's what the charity offers, you know, is because we offer financial support, obviously, but we also offer, I guess, a lot of emotional support. Those parents each year, but I guess, you know, this year to kind of get in contact with me a bit just to, you know, ask for some support and, you know, advice and guidance about how to get through things, or even just for me to listen to them. And that's great that I can offer that to them. So,
you're the expert you never wanted to be in a way, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the club you never want to be in. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
Well, Mel, you're on day three. Tell us about the run. Today it's North Arm Cove to Madawi Road. How's it been going?
It's been going really good, actually. Yesterday was probably the toughest. I would say the heat in the last 7 Ks heading into Great Aussie Bush Camp was horrendous.
Yes.
Not getting the rain, I'm presuming, either.
No, we've got the rain
today. Oh, you got it?
So
okay, good.
I'm sitting in the car at the moment drinking coffee.
Cheater.
Well, I was going to say, did you pack your brolly milk?
No, not at all.
I think so.
I love running in the rain. There are some that hate it, but I love it. So, yeah, it's a good day for me. Oh. Much prefer the rain than the heat. Well, but, no, look, it's been good. We've had a couple of little injuries here and there, but nothing too bad. We've still got a full squad on board, which is fantastic. Today's a lovely day. We run over the Karua Bridge, and that's always, you know, a highlight for me. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So what time is your ETA at Leiden Oval?
Midday.
Midday.
Midday on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you hold back, Mel, if you like? Because you're a stickler for time, and if you get there early, just hide around the corner.
We do that sometimes.
I knew it. It's actually
usually though more pressure to be there on time.
Yeah, true. I do understand, but I just figured we said 12. We're not going yet.
We go every year, Tanya, to see my family, and it is the party atmosphere, festival atmosphere. Mel, you guys just do the best job ever. Like the whole community just loves it. Loves the day.
Yeah, they do love it. And I love that because we lived in Dudley. So that's, you know, Cho went to school in Dudley. Yep. And I just love how much the community have embraced it. But they loved Cha, you know, and it's just she was such an inspiring, courageous, beautiful soul. Yeah. So, and I think this is such a good reflection of that.
Well, good news, too, is the weather for Sunday's cracking.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good, because there was rain forecast initially. Mm. So, we do sell Charlie Shrum for kids' umbrellas, though. So.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
Just head to the Facebook page or the website to donate Charlie's Run for Kids, Charlie's R4K. R4K. Mel, we wish you guys all the very best. Enjoy the next couple of days. And, party on midday, Sunday, Leiden Oval at Dudley.
Absolutely. Yep, love to see you there.
Good on you, Mel.
Good on you, Mel. Good luck with all the next few days. Such a great charity.
Mm.
It's just horrible that we're even talking to her about it. Baby girl.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, nothing sums it up more, though, isn't it? Is you're now doing something you'd never wanted ever, ever, ever to do, but... Mel, unless you're helping others.
Absolutely.
Tanya and Steve have got the good, good, good news.
Well, we actually love hearing your good news, don't we, Tate?
We certainly do. You just got to ring us up and tell us whether it's something to do with you, your family, your work situation.
Hello, Melissa. Puppy, what is your good news?
Hermit crab, whatever.
Your what?
Tate's still giving examples of good news in people's lives.
That's why I talked over it, mate. She couldn't offer ages.
Good on you, Steve. Well done.
Hello, Melissa. What is your good news?
So my good news is after 20 years, I resigned from a job.
Wow.
I love hearing this.
Yeah, I managed to get a new job and I've just passed probation. So I'm so happy.
Amazing.
Well done.
Hey, what did you get for the 20 years, mate? Because we've seen people who've worked 20 years in our workplace and they always get a little carafe of wine.
I got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is that kind of indicative of the situation and why you handed your notice in?
No.
Okay.
More reason to it,
I don't mean for a prezi, just the general feel of the situation. But are you happy where you are, Melissa?
Absolutely love it. Absolutely. Looking back, I'd say about for the last 12 years, I haven't been happy at the previous job.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Going to a new job, different management, staff completely different. It's an eye-opener. It really is.
No, that's good news.
It is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it still amazes me that we spend so much time bagging Gen Z who are actually got it right.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
We're just jealous.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to give you $100 to spend it in Forno as well. This is Savour the Essence of Italy in Forno now in Hamilton and Charlestown. It's fantastic food.
And thanks for listening to us for 10 years. See, we give you things.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good on you, Mel. Your attitude sounds awesome. We're really happy for you. We'll go to Anne at Beresfield now, guys. Hey, Anne.
Good morning.
What? So, your good news, Anne?
I've been asked to be a godmother of a friend's baby.
Oh, say no. Too much pressure.
Beautiful. Is it a little girl or a little boy?
Little boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, is there going to be a baptism or a christening?
A christening, yeah.
Beautiful.
On that, though.
First time I'm 58 years of age and I've never been asked to be a godparent, and this is the first time and it's a friend's baby.
Oh, oh
great. On it, though. Honestly, Anne, the great thing about...
Congratulations on 10 years, guys. Oh,
thank you.
Thanks, Anne.
The great news, godparent, you do bugger all.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Are you godparent?
Yeah.
I've got a couple.
Yeah.
I've got children. I think you actually give them better presents than what you do your non-god children. Blurting that now.
Presents.
Karen's
can't really remember their name.
Karen's at East Maitland. G'day, Karen. What's your good news?
Hey. Well, my good news happened a couple of weeks ago, but I'm still on a high.
Oh, tell us.
I for the second time, I met Rob Thomas.
Oh, Karen. What? How'd you do that?
Yep. Stalked him.
Did you see Tanya with you? Was she anywhere near the nearby?
No.
Next time you're stalking, Karen, give me a call. Where did you do
this? I'll have to. I didn't realise the love you had of him as well.
Yeah.
We've gone together.
Look, right. I just pulled both of you up. Probably not good to encourage stalking.
No, true.
Well, I didn't actually stalk. I just casually just walked through the gates and just casually looked and pretended like I was meant to be there. And got kicked out.
Yeah.
And then got caught right at the door. But then he actually came out and signed my photo that I had taken with him about 15 years ago.
And was he lovely, Karen?
Oh, he's amazing, isn't he? He's just literally everything.
Yeah. He's everything.
Oh, there you go. And at any stage, Karen, did he pick up on the fact you were a fruitcake?
Yeah, I think so. The first photo, he had a bit of a concerned look on his face.
This is the guy that wrote unwell, Karen. That's why he came to your photo.
Good on you, Karen. You got a six-pack of Miller's Pies there at Shortland Argy Waters Bay in Cardiff for your good news.
Oh,
Dad, you're so jealous because you were just behind Karen and you had to go. Yeah.
Dan's at Broadmeadow. What's your good news, Dan?
About this time next Friday, I should be having breakfast with my father, who's flying up from Victoria. I haven't seen since he was up here for Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's good stuff. Beautiful.
You like hanging out with Dad, mate? How good's that?
Ah, it's going to be awesome, and we're also going to go to the Knights v Storm game.
So. Oh, hey. How good.
What about something else to do with Daddy?
What?
Got $100 to spend at Inferno, beautiful restaurant there in Hamilton and Charlestown. Savour the essence of Italy at Inferno, Dan, for you and your dad. Go and have dinner as well.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome. Congrats on the 10 years.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Dan's a mad Storm fan too, so...
Yeah. Oh!
Is your dad a Storm fan too, Dan?
Well, coming up from Victoria.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. No, can we take our dinner back?
Good on you, Dan.
Enjoy. Storm.
Have you guys got any good news?
I'm going to the Vineyards tomorrow to celebrate a birthday.
Nice.
Not mine, friends.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Got all that.
Hanging out the Vineyards a bit lately.
Well, it's fun, isn't it?
Oh.
They've got wine up there.
They do. Good sell.
Great sell. You, Steve?
Not a single bloody thing. Rising.
You know better than to ask
you. You don't be asking me if I've got good news. I've got nothing but misery. Misery, I'm telling you.
Shouldn't have asked.
Leave the mics on. It won't take long.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because
They call them the wealthy elite in Australia, and it's the billionaire club.
Oh.
But I'm curious, I've never thought about it before, but how many people in Australia or families, let's call them, no, it has to be individuals, how many individuals are actually billionaires in this country?
See, it's interesting because I only got two in my head and both of them are in mining.
Okay, well, you're right in those.
Okay.
You're talking about the like the Lang Hancock family and Tiggy Forrest?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
They're exactly who I'm talking about. Other than that...
Gina, is she a billionaire?
Yeah, of course she is. Gina Reinhardt is. But there's 159 billionaires, and the number has gone up dramatically over the last couple of years.
This is fantastic because, remember, I haven't found my real father yet, so I'm still willing to be adopted by any one of them, and the bigger the number, the better.
Well, there's lots of people that we wouldn't have a clue.
Is there anyone there that looks a bit like me?
Yeah, there is, actually.
Oh, yeah! Daddy!
But they're people behind well-known brands. Like, you mentioned mining.
Yeah.
They're people behind Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're Kennard's Hire, behind them. The people behind 7-Eleven, they're like the individuals, and there could be quite a few of them from the one family.
I never mind self-made billionaires.
Nah, same.
If that's the case and you went there and bang it built into, it's the hand-me-downs I get a little bit jealous about.
I'm surprised there's that many billionaires.
Well,
in Australia.
Yeah, there's generational wealth, though, that started with like a granddad that had nothing.
Yes.
And, like, there's one, like the Sutton family, they've got car dealerships, but all the kids now, and the kids are all in their kind of 30s and 40s, they're all billionaires because of what their granddad, the hard graft their granddad did.
Yeah,
starting with one dealership and then, you know what I mean?
Never known what it's like to fly an economy that lot.
Never.
I always still get a little bit teary when I hear of, Trumpy's sad tale when he was, down and out and his dad just gave him a little $1 million loan.
Mm.
Remember that? And my, I know what it's like to be doing it tough. I remember my dad just gave me $1 million. Oh, yeah, right.
But then you've got lovely stories like this one, Borg Manufacturing. Have you heard of these guys?
No.
Quiet Australian success story. In 1989, the brothers, this is John and Michael Borg, started a small joinery firm in their parents' garage on the Central Coast.
Ooh.
Now the company employs 2,500 people. They make benchtops, cabinet doors.
Yeah, joinery, so the kitchen makers kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're billionaires. But they started in their parents' garage, yeah. And that's one generation ago.
There you go.
You know, yeah. So there's some great stories when you read through them. So Kennard family, another one.
Remember, this is through the tax department, so there's 27 confessed billionaires.
159.
159, right, yeah. And then there's the drug dealers.
The rest.
But that's, okay, that's more than I thought.
Yeah, me too. But like I say, you could count them on one hand even a decade ago, but wealth has just gone through the roof.
So it sounds like you've got to create a company as well, pretty much. You can't just be a worker or a CEO or a...
Mate, you can't dodge tax if it's not a company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda, you know. Mm. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't really see that.
What was Kerry Packer's famous line about tax?
Never ever. Well, there's two, but
morons.
Yeah. Anyone that pays more tax than he's supposed to is a moron. But my favourite one is, and why would I give you any more money? It's not like a government spending it well.
Yes.
Yep.
True on both counts.
Both ticks. Both ticks. Hello. There you go. So, which one looked like me?
we can do that off
there. There's a few.
Okay. Well, that'll be next week on the show.
It's Tenure and Steve. JR Spin on Sports coming up next.
25% off Cat Workwear for a limited time. Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morrissey.
Well, there's a bit on this weekend. The Newcastle Jets are back at the stadium tonight in the A-League. At Merriweather, you've got a weekend full of surfing with the Surf Fest finals. Mm. At Broadmeadow, the National Hockey Championships are on. There's 600 riders at Awaba for the Australian Mountain Biking Championships. It's grand final weekend in Newcastle softball, in Maitland cricket and City and Suburban cricket. In Maitland, the Hunter Wildfires are running rugby clinics tomorrow. Singleton's got the Newcastle Rugby League rep side playing there on Sunday. At Spears Point, it's the first ever Lake Mac Triathlon Festival tonight through till Sunday. Charlie's Run rolling into Dudley, which you mentioned earlier. The only athletes not in town are the Newcastle Knights.
And there's nowhere for them to play.
You'll still get that game tomorrow at 5 on Triple M. There's not a part of the Hunter untouched by sporting and recreational events this weekend. Now, Sunday is also St. Patrick's Day, and you'll know how big a deal this is, Tanya, with Irish in-laws. On Sunday morning, Ireland will win the Six Nations title if they beat Scotland.
Mm.
That kicks off about 4 in the morning. So mixed in with all those sports, throw in a bunch of drunk Irish fans up and down Beaumont Street. Mm. Steve, your couch in Carrington might be the safest place to be this weekend.
I didn't know about the game.
Yeah.
But anywhere else, you'll be neck deep in sport this weekend.
The big question is, do you stay up late Saturday night or get up early on Sunday morning?
I'll go all
the
way through.
The debate that we're having in our household.
Are you kidding?
Like Risey? I like it when Risey says that, Rise. Psst, can you not 20 anymore, mate?
Yeah, if you get to 10 PM, I'm like, stay up for bed
for 14.
No, staying up on Saturday night, it kicks off at 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, mate, you're 20 anymore. Set the alarm for 3:30 and get up.
Well, there is a long day ahead.
Really drunk and sleep deprived.
I'll even throw in early night.
Good on you, JR. Stacks happening in sport around the Hunter this weekend. There's our spin. Thanks to Work Locker, Warners Bay, Morrissette, 25% off workwear for a limited time. Check them out today.
Every now and again, you'll read something, guys, and you're just something about the author. You go, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This one's on Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
And it was just a car. You know, I'm always tire kicking, always on there. And I know I've never sold anything on there, and I can relate to this guy who I think might have in the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Because, he sounds like a seasoned seller.
I think, or he's heard enough and he's getting ahead of the game. Because he's selling his car.
Uh-huh.
Nice car. It looks good. Anyway, what I wanted to read was how many kilometres.
Okay.
But then, so I'll go from kilometres.
Yeah.
193 kilometres. So don't expect the car to be brand new.
No, you mean 193,000?
Yeah, 1,000. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, yes, you're right. So don't expect the car to be brand new.
Yeah.
Dents, mainly in the front bumper from highway driving. There's been no accidents. Now, serious buyers only.
won't answer to is it still available? If it's up there, it's still available.
I hate that question so much.
This is the voice I'm hearing. Yeah. I'm not making it up. I'm reading it word for word.
Serious pies only too. You know, won't answer all that grief. Don't ask final price before inspection. If you ask final price, it'll be $11,800. Slightly negotiable if you're a serious buyer.
Love this guy, yeah.
I love him. Test drive will be performed by myself.
Oh.
Unless, of course, there is a deposit taken.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
What, you won't even let someone drive the car?
Well, not take off for around the block and they never come back.
I do that. I let my people do that.
Yeah. Well, you're, that's why I'm not reading your ad out. And, okay, so we're right, no deposit taken. No pay ID, you know. Not doing that. Don't give me any of this. And even as an example, don't give me any of this. I'm on a cruise ship. Can I just send some money? I love him. And then the end is like, and none of that, you know, oh, look, I'm going to come over. Can I send my brother? Blah, 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 blah. Scam is not welcome. Anyway, and then the end. But I thought, he's jumping in and getting ahead of the game. Because everything he just named there is why I can't put anything on Facebook Marketplace, because it'd do my head in.
Well, it sounds like he's been there, done that.
No,
like,
I reckon.
So much experience and fed up with all of the stuff that he's not willing to put up with anymore.
Exactly. And you've told me, like, people have scared me away from it. And then you hear, oh, sold it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But the whole, when you put, just say, $100 and someone goes, will you take 10?
I do that all the time to people. Because people do it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, I always try to make people laugh because I sell a few little bits and pieces. I sold a dining table about 2 months ago on it.
Yeah.
And I always try to make people do a bit of a laugh as well because I was like, absolutely nothing wrong with the table. My wife just loves spending money and bought a new one that looks exactly the same as this one. So many people are like, oh, go. I've got a wife like that too. Sold. So you've got to make them laugh. Laugh, I reckon.
Engage.
See, I'd laugh and then read going, he has to get rid of it, so I'll just drop the price even more.
Yeah, half price.
How much less did you take?
Well, no. So that one was the weirdest one ever. So I put $200 on it because we just wanted it gone. Ended up getting $300. People were like, because I said, oh, it's sold pending Pinder.
Oh.
You know, $200. They're like, I'll give you $300 for it. And I'm
because
like,
they're so expensive now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive.
So then I should have put $400.
Probably.
Remember, I'm going to call this last August.
Yeah.
We put one of BJ's guitars online to sell.
Yeah.
Still haven't sold it.
Wow.
Because BJ will not take it.
He won't budge on the price. You've got to expect to budge on it.
I'm telling you, he's old school cheap. He's the new Kerry Backer. So, mate, I know you got $400. Will you take $380? Says $400, mate.
Oh, my God.
Is that what he's doing?
He's exactly like his father.
I love it. Is it still up there?
No, we'll put it in his coffin, I'm sure. I said, we'll drop it down a little bit. Nah.
Oh, my God.
So,
we'll be laughing on the other side of our faces when he gets his 400.
Exactly.
Someone will buy it.
None of us will be alive.
It's Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tanya and Steve Hill's Triple M breakfast. Your local for food and fun. Tanya and Steve's 10th year birthday party.
It is April 18 at the wonderful
Harrigan's Cameron Park. Your new local for food and fun, Harrigan's Cameron Park.
We're going to see you there, Michelle.
Morning. Hello, Michelle. You're going to be there.
Thank you so much. I've been shaking with anticipation on hold.
Ooh, what a lovely quote excited. From Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I saw it recently. So
Oh, that's funny. Who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, my partner, he's just going to be over the moon. He's been trying to get to every gig that you guys have had on for so long.
What's his name?
Fred. Go and I hope he's listening now, and it's probably the best thing I've ever done for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Looks like you're in the good books this weekend.
Oh, what did you say?
I think he loves Steve more than me at times.
Remind him I'm single, Michelle. He may leave you for me. And has he got any money?
Oh, yeah, at times.
Well, we can't wait to meet both of you, Fred and Michelle, at our 10th birthday bash. Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets is going to be there to entertain us. Michelle, it's going to be a great night.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Keep on making everyone laugh.
Mate, thank you. Looking forward to seeing my future husband. You're never too old to be a gold digger.
True.
Michelle, you'll have to give him a 10th year T-shirt, Mitch Rev's design T-shirt for Tanya and Steve. You'll have to give him one of those as well, all right?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
No worries. There you go. We've got some more invitations to go throughout the day as well. All next week as well, more invitations to our 10th year birthday bash. We can't wait to play and party at Harrigan's Cameron Park, your new local for food and fun.
I love the Glisos there. You know, there's a good feel. You've been Newcastle Screaming Jets and all that's good, isn't it?
Cannot wait.
It's going to be great. Tanya and Steve, Newcastle's Triple M. We've got a Free Gig Friday to come this morning. Also, Dave Dolan from the Triple M newsroom. He'll give us his take on the week that was in news in about 15 minutes.
Tanya and I, we've got a little piggy bank and we're saving money to bring it back.
It's good. I can't wait till it's back because I love the credit card crush.
What are you looking at, mate?
Oh, look, I was looking at what would be for some a dream job.
Oh.
It was posted yesterday by the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust. Now, even though it's the UK posting this, it's closer to us than them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a job down in Antarctica, and for 5 months you must be willing to relocate and stomach the smell of penguin poop.
Right.
The post office is part of an historic British base on Gowdia Island called Port Lockroy. It's the southernmost post office in the world, and you'd think, well, hang on, how many letters can they be dealing with?
Mm.
Well, apparently, despite its remote location, it processes up to 80,000 letters and postcards each season. And when we say season, we mean summer season.
Are people just stuffing up Santa?
Well, no. And writing South
Pole. It's north, you idiots.
No, but I wondered that too. I'm thinking, well, who would do that? It's the cruise ship people.
Oh, okay.
So all those cruise ships that go down there, they want to send a postcard or a letter postmarked with Antarctica. So the post office actually has to be manned.
Yeah, what I love about that. When you're doing it, I'll include me. When you're doing it, look at this, we've got the postcards on the phone. Now let's put the camera on the person receiving it. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I know. All the hassle that goes. And
it's
the,
like,
I know. The
it's
of
like
care.
Showing New Year's Eve fireworks on your phone. You're enjoying it, but no, I get it.
I think it's so sweet, though. I agree with you, though. It'd go on the fridge for, like, oh, get rid of that now.
In Vanuatu, there's a place called Hideaway Island.
Yeah.
And in the middle, when you go snorkeling, right? You go down and there is a post box in the right, and you go down, you buy a postcard, and you write it, and you go down and you post it. And
what, put it in plastic?
No, they're plastic cards, and you get right. And yeah, it's a legit, and that thing you put in underwater posted will go to your friends. Hence, I know how the reaction is. Hey, did you get that bloody postcard I sent from under the water? Yeah?
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Aww.
But anyway, there's one for your bucket list.
Do you guys still send postcards if you're going overseas, like to Europe or like a big trip? Would you guys still do it?
Mum and Dad, I would.
Yep.
Because that's the only way they'd see anything that I was doing.
They won't see it on your Instagram or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Mum and Dad, they get a postcard.
You know what? Used to love it. Mm-hmm. Used to love getting that postcard.
Yes.
How hard did we hold our bellies, Paris by night, and it was just a black card. We'd go, come and have a look at this shirt. How funny is this?
So true.
But I used to love seeing postcards. Yeah.
Look, I've kept a postcard, and it's from Santa's place.
Ah.
My sister-in-law went there once, and she sent us a postcard from Santa's.
Is that Lapland up there?
Way up the top.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the village, but so that's fun.
Yeah.
I love that one, and I'll never throw that away.
Yeah, it's who does send postcards now?
Well, they're still available.
Like you said, for your mum and dad, though. Yeah. I get that. I do, but other than that.
We'll sometimes buy one if we're, like, overseas, but mainly to put on the kids' corkboards at home.
Sure.
You know, like to go
as
a memory. Yeah, yeah. But not ever post them.
Yeah.
Too harsh. Ever thought of taking a photo, right?
Never thought of that.
It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Oh, to be sure, fiddly dee potato.
Do you know the only person I've ever heard that sounds like that is a leprechaun?
Yeah.
And I think I met him about 3 a.m. on my way home once. But that's what we want, your best Irish accent.
Yeah.
You've got to give us your best Irish accent and we will give you one of these incredible St. Pat's Day prize packs. It's got a 4-pack of Guinness beer, themed beer mug, $100 to spend at the Northern Star Hotel.
And how good is that?
If anything, just for us, make Jamie's husband, Michael, cringe.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call right now.
Because it's like us when we hear Americans do Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's always that cobber make bloody get, hence the fiddly dee potato.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
The Northern Star, by the way, have got a great lineup on Sunday.
It
starts
do they?
At yeah. Starts at 10 o'clock and they've got bands in the front bar and the back bar all day.
Oh,
such a good pub to hang out to. Yeah. With in, and a taste of traditional Irish hospitality. That's what they're branding the Northern Star Hotel on Sunday.
Nice. And you were saying to, and JR, you guys were saying this after a bigger game on Sunday.
Yeah.
All these
the rugby. It's the rugby.
It's the Six Nations. And Ireland should end up the champions on Sunday morning.
Well, they have to be. It'll be a sad St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. Bryce is at Maitland. Happy St. Patrick's Day for Sunday, Bryce.
Thank you, guys.
So bit more, please, Bryce.
Happy 10 years.
He's playing it safe.
I'm not very good at this accent.
What's that, Royce?
I'm not very good.
You're good enough.
Yeah, you're good enough. You're good enough for us.
You got a prize back. That'll do us.
Thank you.
Good
on you. Oh, my God, he's still a character.
No, he's a method actor.
Oh, we've got
he's
Kelly.
He's a character, yes.
Kelly, give you a call here, guys. Hey, Kel.
Oh, to be sure.
All right. No, come on, Kel. You can do better than that.
Yeah, we didn't see that one coming.
Well, my last name's Ireland.
Say it in an accent, Kel.
My last name's Ireland.
Okay.
How's that?
Bad.
It almost, but it did sound like it hurt.
Put her out of her misery. You've got a prize pack.
There you go.
Thanks to the Northern Star Hotel. A taste of traditional Irish hospitality.
Happy St. Pat's Day, Craig at Stockton.
Hey there. How are you doing over there? I don't know if that's any good or not, but...
You sound like... You sound
Craig
like you're
from the island of Stockton.
I was going to say, you sound like you're from the West Country of England, actually, but a little further west.
Probably should have ended that with Trouble at Mill.
You can have one of these Northern Star prize packs as well, Craig.
Righto, thank you.
Alrighty.
You know, I like this stated character. I like that.
We'll go to I think it's Mark here.
Hello, Mark.
How are you this morning?
Say it again, Mark.
How are you this morning? I bought a bottle of Guinness the other day. It charged me $32. And I said, you're having a crack at me, mate.
He said 32. I'm up for that.
Okay. It's actually not bad, Mark.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Tanya. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
You can have a prize pack as well.
Each one, it sounded like it was painful.
I know.
This is hard.
We've got one more of these prize packs, which includes a 4-pack of Guinness, themed beer mug, and $100 to spend at the Northern Star Hotel. And it's going to go to Matthew, if you can give us an Irish accent.
How are you, Matt?
Well, not too bad, thanks, Tanya. Steve. Did you hear about the Irishman that wore two condoms?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, well, tell us.
To be sure.
There we are.
Thank you, Matthew. You've got the prize pack as well. Thank you to the Northern Star.
You go there on Sunday, Tanya. It's not your normal jaunt to go to, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. So, yeah, it's going to be a big, 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 big day.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember the traditional Irish greeting I was telling you earlier?
The what?
How do the Irish say hello?
Oi, 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 something like that? It's,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? Is that how are you? How are you?
It sounds Australian.
Well, it kind of is.
It's like, oh, that was a bit of a rip-off, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, happy St. Pat's to all the Irish and all those that think they're Irish on Sunday.
Now, you know this, of course, because of your Irish background with everyone, but the one thing that stands out to me when we talk Irish, everyone does a really loud, how you doing there, and everything great, when every Irish person I've ever met talks quietly.
Yeah,
they're quite low.
Hey, Steve,
yeah.
How are you? How's your weekend?
Yeah.
It's just all
yeah.
But when we do it, to be sure.
Oh, got to feed the Northern Star Hotel. If you want to go and have a great day on Sunday, check them out. A taste of traditional Irish hospitality. We're going to hit rewind on the week next. We'll also get an eSport, find out who's on the Glastonbury lineup. You'll find out in the next five.
Freaking Friday. Tanya and Steve.
Yeah, So, today we welcome into Free Gig Friday, Dave Wells. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well.
I like it when we get our musos in and they go, geez, you got a nice view, or at least you used to have a nice view until that huge apartment block went up.
Oh, no, it's great to be here. Thanks so much. Oh,
pleasure.
It.
You've got a big year coming up. You've got the Gumball Festival coming up in April.
Yep.
The new album, If We Had Our Time Again, that's out, but there's a little bit of Claudia, one of the singles.
Sing me your secrets, I'll give you my deepest desire. Claudia. Claudia. Under silver light, as we try and discover any star.
Beautiful. Are you allowed to tell us who Claudia is?
fictional character, actually.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I guess it's that song's the classic kind of the one that got away, you know.
Right.
And the album's quite, you know, deep and reflective. Mm. But, Claudia, I guess, just kind of questions those boundaries, you know, whether we kind of, we should have jumped on the one at the time or not, you know. So it's, we had the album launch last Saturday at the Conservatorium of Music in Newcastle. That's the second time I've done it, which I was quite shocked and surprised about. So I'm quite humble about the album and the fact that people in town wanted us to do it again.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Good on you,
so
Dave.
It's really cool. Yeah.
People can find you on the regular platforms.
Yeah, just Google Dave Wells Music. You'll find me. I think there's another character in the States somewhere, but masquerading as me. But yeah. it's all good, you know.
It's okay, Dave. There's a Steve Graham in America who's a country and western singer, and I swear it's not me.
All right. Well, what are you doing for us today?
I'm going to have a go at U2's Who's Going to Ride Your Wild Horses.
Perfect.
Oh, good song. I don't know how confident he sounded then. I'm going to have a go.
I'm going to have a go with it. Well, I'll learn it on the way here. You know, but I'm quite hooked on this song at the moment, and I thought I'd give it a go for you guys. So,
well, awesome. Here he is. Here's Dave Wells.
You're dangerous, 'cause you're honest. You're dangerous, 'cause you don't know what you want. Well, you left my heart empty as a vacant lot for any spirit to haunt. Hey, sha-la-la, hey, sha-la-la. You're an accident waiting to happen. You're a piece of glass left there on the beach. Oh, you tell me things I know you're not supposed to. Oh, you leave me just out of reach. Hey, hey, sha-la-la. Hey, hey, sha-la-la. Who's gonna ride your wild horse? Who's gonna drown in your blue sea? Who's gonna ride your wild horses? And who's gonna fall at the foot of thee? Well, you're an accident, 'cause I needed the cash, and you killed it, 'cause I wanted revenge. Oh, well, you lied to me,
'cause I asked you to. Oh, baby, can we still be friends? Hey, hey, sha-la-la, hey, hey, sha-la-la. Who's gonna ride your wild horses? Who's gonna drown in your blue sea? Who's gonna ride your wild horses? And who's gonna fall foot and be? Spin. Oh, the hunter will send for your ivory skin. Took a drive in the dirty rain, at the place where the wind calls your name. Under the trees, the river laughing at you and me. Oh, hallelujah, heaven's white rose, the doors you open, they just don't close. Don't you turn around, don't you turn around again. Don't you turn around, you gypsy heart. Don't you turn around, don't you turn around again. Don't you turn, don't look back. Come on, my love, don't you look back. Who's gonna ride your wild horses? Who's gonna drown in your blue sea? Who's gonna taste your salt water kisses? And who's gonna take the place of me? Gonna tame the heart of thee.
That was incredible.
Wow.
That was so good.
Dave, well.
Yes, thank you.
Good work, man. Hope you appreciated Roadie Tenure getting that pick back to you.
You picked it up off the ground.
Threes, pick away.
Good teamwork, mate.
Thank you.
Oh,
high five.
Oh, God, it brought a tear to my eye. She went below the spotlights under the... And she is wearing the black tight t-shirt.
Yeah, the
Dave, that was amazing.
Thank you. It was very, so very, very good. Yeah.
Totally captivated. It. Thank you so beautiful, much for coming beautiful. In.
It's always a test at this time of the morning to hit that high note, mate.
Yeah.
He's the earliest gig I've ever played.
that was an incredible performance. That was an awesome way for us to finish the week.
Yeah, so Dave much. Wells Music. Check out the album if we had our time again. That was amazing.
Hey, happy St. Pat's Day.
Yeah, enjoy.
Happy
Sunday.
Thank
Go
you.
Knights in Townsville.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's about it.
Yeah. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everyone.
Sitting here buzzing, so just don't worry about it.
See you Monday, everyone.
See you Monday. Ta-da.